So if you were listening to that reading that we just had, when Jesus is talking to those who follow him, it's a pretty tricky one. Jesus says, you can't be my disciple unless you hate your father and mother, or your wife and children. So you guys don't hate your mums and dad, do you? No, you love them very much, don't you? And guessing that they love you too. Yeah? I am getting some nods. Do you think Jesus really wants us to hate our mums and dads? No. No, I think Jesus is making a point about how hard it can be sometimes to follow him. Because if we look at what things Jesus says in other parts of the Bible, he tells us to love each other, doesn't he? That we should love our neighbor as ourselves. And he talks about the importance of the commandments. And we heard about the commandments in the first reading, where it says, if you want to choose life, if you want to live, you have to follow the commandments. And one of those commandments is honor your father and mother. So, what are we going to do with this difficult saying of Jesus? I think that Jesus is wanting us to be ready to give up things that are important to us if we have to, because sometimes being a follower of Jesus means making tough choices. I bet you guys all have things that mean a lot to you that you wouldn't want to give up, don't you? Special toy or game? Yeah? Favorite pair of shoes? Why would I think of that? But sometimes we have to make difficult choices to be faithful to Jesus. For grown-ups, sometimes that might mean a difficult choice about the job that we have. If we think our job and what we're being asked to do doesn't quite line up with what Jesus teaches. And sometimes it might mean giving up some of our possessions and money. The last line of that reading today was, you can't be my disciple unless you give up all your possessions, everything you own. Well, that would be really tricky, wouldn't it? Because then we wouldn't have any food to eat or clothes to wear or anywhere to live. So again, I think Jesus is just saying we need to be prepared to let go of the things that sometimes are important enough, because nothing is more important than our relationship with Jesus. Jesus has to be number one. But the great thing about it is Jesus is just as committed to us as we are to him. He says our faith has to be wholehearted. We have to love Jesus with our whole selves. But he loves us back in just the same way. And he'll always be there for us. He'll never send us away. He'll never reject us. He'll never forget about us. And when we get things wrong, when we say sorry, he's always ready to forgive us and let us start again. So, keep loving your mums and dads. Parents, keep loving your kids. But remember that we need to sit lightly to the things of this world and put Jesus first and be ready to let go if that's what he calls us to do. But it's okay, because he will always be there, ready to catch us when we let go, and always committed to us wholeheartedly, as he asks us to be wholeheartedly committed to him. Thank you guys very much. Amen.